Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, the 21st day of December 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. And yes, we're going to have wide open phones for the entire balance of the broadcast today. Kind of like the Washington Journal format you see on C-SPAN, any news item, any story, any topic, any issue you want to bring up, any piece of propaganda you wish to decipher, if you agree with me, if you have a question, if you disagree, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. The mission statement of this broadcast is fighting tyranny, standing up to despotism, standing up to tyrants, standing up to bullies wherever we find them, whether they be street thugs or government thugs, criminals in high places, low places, it doesn't matter. We're here to defend the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and simply point out our God-given, inherent, organic, natural law, ladies and gentlemen. And the both parties are totally bought and paid for by the same global financial interest. They are openly destroying our standard of living and dismantling our once free and great nation. And on every front, the Republican and Democratic parties are executing the exact same programs of enslavement, of control, of surveillance. And then every time a Democrat gets caught doing something, oh, it's okay because the Republicans are doing it too. And every time a Republican gets caught doing something, it's okay because the Democrats are doing it too. That's like saying because somebody else committed a murder, it's okay for you to commit a murder. Just it's weird psychology. I mean, we wrote articles weeks ago. We've written articles for years reporting on the fact that the government's been surveilling our everyday lives. And we predicted they'd come out in the neocon media and say, look, Bill Clinton surveilled. It's okay. Paul Watson and I, Steve Watson, we all wrote articles last week and another article on Monday covering this. And sure enough, now Newsmax and WorldNet Daily and even the Associated Press and others are the New York Times. Why, Bill Clinton did it too. Well, that means it's okay. No, that shows it's even worse. Exactly. Exactly. All your cell phones are tracked. OnStar is tracked. I just had the local FEMA Homeland Security head university professor on who's helping organize stuff in Knoxville. And I described their local emergency management center that every major city has, and even small towns have now, with the military, the police, the sheriff's department, local tattletale squads, tracking people in real time with cameras and cell phones. And he said, yeah, what you said's true. Yeah, Folks, you can forget. I mean, the government did this on purpose. Bush's approval rating has gone up. People didn't get that last week when I said, you watch, he's going to get a bump out of this. And people said, that's ridiculous, Alex. See, no, it's not ridiculous. It's to grandstand. I'm only spying on a few of you for your safety. Then we all get conditioned that spying means the government loves us. And it was just foreigners calling America. And then you look at it, it's actually over 30,000 times, 18,000 times, that it was purely inside America. And folks, that's just what they're telling you about. That is not even the tip of the proverbial ice cube. It is not even the tip of the glacial structure, the tip of the iceberg. It's just so, it is declassified, admitted, not debatable that roving computers for at least 20 years have been roving every phone line, every radio transmission, every fax, every email, randomly out there. You've all had computers listening to you at one time or another. If you're somebody like me, you've got actual analysts, actual warm bodies in the seat, assigned to, of course, myself, who sit there and listen. We already know that. Most of you, of course, have never even had an actual human listen to the recordings the NSA grabbed. And I'm just not going to put up with it. I mean, I'm sick. I mean, it's just ridiculous. This is why we decried Bill Clinton. But does it make it okay because Bill Clinton did it? Oh, now it's okay if Bush does it. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Wednesday, my friends, 21st day of December 2005. I want to get into all the new repercussions of the soap opera concerning Bush and the NSA, and the Pentagon spying on the American people, and all of the spin that's coming out of that. I want to get into more torture revelations. There's also a lot of shockwaves developing where Vicente Fox is basically calling for political unrest and resistance by his dual citizenship population. What is it, 20 million plus dual citizens that are publicly U.S. citizens and Mexican citizens, and you got another 30 plus million conservative illegal aliens who have had U.S. government finance comic books literally given to them since they were young children, saying that America belongs to Mexico, the Southwest does, and so it's just all part of the plan. Bush is actively using his muscle in Mexico to try to bring down the U.S. I mean, that's always been his goal. That's why, I'm not joking about this. You know, we've had the former head of the Border Patrol Union on to say that. Not the former, the current. We've had Glenn Spencer on. We've had congressmen on. We've had Tom Tancredo on talking about it. It is about global government, and that's what's happening. Right now, let's go ahead and get into what's been going on with the NSA spying on the American people. And number one, let me just say this again. The National Security Agency, set up after the CIA was set up in the early 1950s, has been surveilling the American people in total for at least two decades. That doesn't mean you're always, you know, have a computer listening to your phone for keywords. It doesn't mean that you always have your email being run through a filter. It doesn't mean that you always have your faxes being read, but on a routine basis, you are being run through these big filters, these data mining operations. Now, I remember 10 years ago, and the reason I always talk about this is because this is the denial people are under. This had been declassified in the last 15 years or so. NSA, people didn't even know the name of the NSA until about 15 years ago. Okay, I remember there are newspaper articles calling me a conspiracy theorist out there because I mean, you can find the articles. Alex Jones believes there's government agencies listening to the people. You know, what's incredible about this is that it can be declassified, admitted, not debatable, and people still just say it isn't true. And then I just want to tell everybody about the NSA. Most of what the NSA and all these other groups and organizations, even above them, that we don't even know the names of, or at least I can't tell you I know the names of them. And what do? They're not looking for terrorist folks, okay? And a lot of these are private contracted private companies that are part of this whole Echelon system. And Echelon is just one program. There's InfoPol 9 and many others. They do what Google does, but just on a wider scale. Not just with internet traffic, but with phone, fax, radio, what their intelligence officers, what their sociologists are saying. All of this is put into these computers and war-gamed and algorithmed. And the example I was given by one NSA connection is, if for some reason a trend begins to develop where everybody's obsessed with strawberries, an organic, pun intended, societal development towards liking strawberries and everything strawberry, then that data will be given ahead of others noticing the trend. That data will be given to select globalist corporations that are part of the power structure. But, I mean, let's use a more real-world example. Let's say that a Dutch company or a French company is about to who isn't part of the inner circle of the elite. They're about to come out with a new processor system that will be, you know, five times faster than anything else on the market. The NSA goes and sees that, and then will do whatever they have to, infiltrate people into the building, infiltrate people into the company. They'll get that data. They'll steal it. And then you go, well, good, us stealing's good. That helps America. No, it doesn't help America. What happens is that then globalist corporations controlling the U.S. will patent that, develop that, and then launch it in China and have their slaves in China or India develop that and then leverage out the French and the Americans, i.e. the middle class, that develops almost all of these technologies. So understand, most of it has nothing to do with tracking terrorist bogeys and boogies and other dark figments of the imagination running around in the countryside with long fangs, ringwraith, grim reaper type creatures that the people, the imaginations of so many. It has nothing to do with that. Okay, it's about trends. People are really getting mad about property taxes, and this is what they're saying about it. This is the angle. And then the government's able to come out with a PR campaign, which you'll suddenly see show up in 20 different TV shows, and then in public service announcements, and then in their CIA talking point minions. They're able to guide and understand trends. But you know what? Things are moving so fast. Things are so organic. And now with the new media exploding even faster than they thought it would, they were going to use it to control us, but now it's starting to backfire. The evidence is clear. The internet and the rest of it. That they can't keep track of it, and people have automatically built a tolerance to the propaganda. Either people totally succumb to it and get dumber than dirt and just plunge into levels of lethargy and self mesmerized psychological places, or people get resistant to it, and you can automatically tell if something is a facsimile or if something is a fake or if something isn't the real McCoy. So there's a discernment. The palate has become developed. And so the elite about 5 years ago picked up that they couldn't stop us exposing them, that they couldn't kill us anymore or just put us in prison or try to plant pipe bombs on people's property. And this is what used to happen to if you were in this movement, folks. It was hellish. People beat you up in parking lots, you name it. Shut up. Don't talk about it anymore. They figured out they couldn't win. So if you can't beat them, join them. So now they've all come out of the woodwork, and it's become popular on TV, popular in radio, popular everywhere. And they're trying to give you at least a flavor of it, a little bit of it, but not take you all the way, not show you the full paradigm shift. So if you want to understand what the NSA is, it is... Here's a microcosm, local way to understand it. I remember a USA Today article. It wasn't like it was something classified 4 years ago. And it said that it listed several major grocery stores and shopping centers around the country. They didn't even hide it. And when you go in, there's tiny pressure plates on the floor. There are tiny retina eye movement following cameras mounted in the shelving. There are all sorts of scanners and readers, and off of the hundreds of choices you make in that grocery store, and then when you swipe your card, they get that data. You notice that these customer loyalty places, when you still use a credit card, even if you don't want the Randall's card or whatever, when you swipe it, then they want you... your card didn't go through, swipe it again. It'll then ask you if you want credit or debit, because they're still getting your data off that regardless. And then they can combine all of that, and it said right there that they use an example of a young man coming in, and he stops in the baby aisle, and he's looking at baby materials, baby supplies, and that they can then tell from his purchases that he's about to have a baby, that he's thinking about shopping, and then he can be tracked by his customer loyalty card just off the AI computers programs that built that algorithm down to almost 100%, and then they can send him junk mail, and he doesn't even know why he got the junk mail. You see, you wonder why Google's trading for $400-something a share. You wonder why Google has moved in with NASA. You wonder why Google's allowed to show all these satellite images, but then magically they're edited in real time if you click on the wrong thing. All that is the outward snout of the NSA, the outward proboscis, or the suction point of this entire structure. And they think they're God with it. They think they can map future developments and societal trends. They think they can control everything. And that's what they're doing. And so that's why Google is now bigger than IBM. That's why yesterday this happened. And, of course, Google will probably go down later, and they're going to end up having 10 of these things. But that's what the RFID is. The RFID will be in every razor, every Campbell's soup can, every bottle of shampoo, every gun, everything, every ammo box you buy. And that will be attached to your name and will be put in a cookie registry. Just like when you visit websites, there's an exact record of all of it. And then off of those thousands of choices a week, they can build detailed psychological algorithms. You know, when you go, I guess, to be a government agent, they give you those big 600 question things. You go work at a major corporation, they give you those big psychological tests with 600 questions, supposedly there to catch you in lies and find out what your real psychological makeup is. Those are nothing. Those are a shadow. Those aren't even a shadow of what the real digital algorithms, the psychological algorithms, show off of your millions of internet choices, off of your millions of grocery store purchases over the years. Out of all of the things you do, they get your number. They know you. You all have files. It isn't, I'm going to get on the list if I don't just go along with this. You're all on the list, folks. It's total. I mean, right in front of you. You know, when you go on a website and then it flashes the little Google ad and it says, hey, you're in Austin, you want to hook up with Austin Singles? Or, hey, you're in Austin, go by the Quick Lube. It's just a mile from your house. I've seen those. Oh, you know where I live. Oh, how nice. Tailored ads for you. Oh, but the government, it's not listening to me. The government, it's not tracking me. Just all your cell phones in real time. Cameras going up. I mean, come on. So it's as if we live in glass houses. And physically we do now. They have these police helicopters look right through your walls with ground penetrating radar. You're totally naked. We'll be right back.
for months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I know we've had loaded phone lines since this transmission against tyranny began, and we'll get your calls coming up in the next segment. It's open phones all day today. But, I mean, let's just go through the propaganda, because the government admits, and big corporations admit, everything will have a tiny, they're only about a cent now, for one that reads about 5 feet away, about 3 or 4 cents for one that reads up to, in some cases, 100 yards away, or roughly 300 feet away. So this is the type of stuff that we're talking about. This is the type of stuff that that is out there. And with that tiny little RFID chip, attached to your name and attached to where you go and what you do, with radio readers being put up just all over the country on the highways and roads and stores, and no one tells you why. You read the industry publications, it tells you why. It's going to read and track all of this. And then they're already advertising it. Oh, the new smart refrigerators that everyone's going to have, they'll tell you what you're low on a computer screen on the front off the RFID. And then that becomes the equivalent of the cookies on the Internet. That attaches chips to the real world and creates a type of cyberspace map or three-dimensional grid that we're all supposed to live in. It literally is a matrix-like system. And the government is doing this. Walmart is trying to force all their manufacturers for the last 3 years to do it. By this year, they had 2 years ago, they had ordered all of their suppliers to have RFID in their all of their products, in each individual product, not just in each, you know, let's say package of Gillette razors, but in each razor. And Gillette and many others complied, Michelin complied, so many others complied, but tens of thousands of suppliers just said, no way. And plus all the boycotts started. So see, we're effectively fighting them. We're effectively holding them back. But then to have debates about, well, Bill Clinton's bad on us, so it's all right. No, it shows it's even worse. It shows it's a unified program. Bush and Clinton are buddies. They vacation together. It's always been staged. I'd tell people that 10 years ago. They'd laugh at me. People don't laugh anymore, folks. This is not a joke. People now go, yeah, it's true. Newsweek, Bush asked Keller and Sulzberger to stop spy story. We mentioned this yesterday, but the reason it's so important is, you know, here's Bush calling the New York Times editor into his office and the publisher as well, and saying, please don't run this. And then the news goes, well, the New York Times is publishing a book about this. Yeah, and the book's a little tripe-filled, nothing piece of junk, and they have all their own reviewers. Oh, it's pure genius research. There's something called the NSA. Oh, such a development. Oh, this, give him a Pulitzer for it. I mean, watch this. Have to listen to this. I think the whole thing is nothing but theater. And the New York Times folks has to act like it's fighting Bush, act like it's anti-establishment. Remember, they're the ones putting up the fake aluminum tube stories with government operatives working there. They're a government op. They play the fake left. They play the good cop. They play the bad cop, depending on which side of the spectrum you're on. But all of it's okay, because the Drudge Report has this big scoop for you, see. Oh, they give you such big scoops. Oh, they're such incredible journalists. Flashback, Clinton Carter search and surveillance without court order. Oh, they did it. They signed executive orders back in February 9th, 95. And then Clinton did it again, and before that in 1994, July 15th, and while the Washington Post had the headline, administration backing no warrant, spy searches. Ooh, and the big scoop here is that somebody did a Google search and was able to post that, and which we'd already done a week ago in our story showing all the examples of this. And I'm telling you, these people are lazy. These drudges of the world and others are just lazy. They just go read what we write and what others write and just put it up. But they put their own spin on it. That, oh, see, Bush is good because Bill Clinton did it too. And it just goes on and on. And then there's these arguments of, well, it's like we're speeding to the hospital with a woman having a baby. You know, we can't go get warrants every time. There are no warrants. There is no. The NSA, all these people do whatever they want. Whenever they want. There's no warrant to track every cell phone in the country. When they're now announcing they're going to use it, quote, for traffic data, and then a month later, oh, and for law enforcement. We're putting cameras up your neighborhood for traffic and crime, they announce a month later. I mean, it's the same MO every day. So why are they now announcing this? To get you used to it. Oh, the NSA's spying on me. But just when Al-Qaeda calls home, just when somebody calls out of America to the Middle East, I mean, it's just for them Arabs. It's okay. So, see, we have to be acclimated because now they want to start using this on the news. They want to start using it, and they've always been using it. They want to admit they're using it so they can then use it in court, so they can then use it on TV. You understand, folks? This is their coming out party. Big Brother's coming out.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
James Bamford, who was an ABC News executive and who back in the mid-90s wrote a best-selling book about the NSA that actually exposed what was going on, some 850-page monstrosity. Then he wrote Body of Secrets just a few years ago about the U.S. government planning and carrying out terror attacks against itself. Yeah, we've had him on, and he was the guy at the National Security Archives, because they just declassify tons of it every week, who had a staffers digging through and found Northwoods, which then the U.S. government did confirm was theirs, the official U.S. government plan to hijack jets and crash them and blame it on foreign enemies and to bomb D.C. and kill Marines and blame it on foreign enemies and blow up ships. And, oh, they did do that with the USS Liberty, by the way, but just killing our own troops, killing our own sailors for the New World Order. I don't support the troops, see, because I don't want to kill them. I'm not a mindless, gibbering idiot, so I'm not good. But we'll play a clip of him on C-SPAN and just listen to the mindless arguments that some neocon on the show attacks him with. And then we'll play another clip. This is a Bush in two separate speeches. And by the way, you can link through to whitehouse.gov where you can find the text of those speeches he gave. It's not just the video. We have it off the White House website. We grab the body of the text off the site, but then have links to it. And it was actually listeners who pointed this out in email. But since then, articles have been written about it. And because he says, you know, oh, no big deal. Yeah, we did it without warrants. I'm the commander-in-chief. I can do whatever I want, which is total fraud.
He's bound by the Constitution. He's not even commander-in-chief until war is declared, and then that's commander-in-chief of the military, not the American people. But anyways, back to what I was saying. Bush then, you know, says that we don't need warrants. But there's a problem. Bush, in other cases, has said, we always have warrants. Don't worry. The Patriot Act's no big deal. We're not violating your rights. I mean, it's just lying. It's called lying. They knew that they were lying about WMDs. In fact, let's go ahead and play the Body of Secrets clip here as Mr. Bamford is on C-SPAN, and he's sitting there arguing with his neocon. And listen to the little tripe arguments that they're using. And I mean, and Bamford's defense of his argument isn't even that strong. I mean, Bamford's pretty milquetoast, but I mean, look at what he is compared to these neocons. Here it is.
Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say your wife is expecting, right? And she says, "Dear Jim, I got to go to the hospital right away." And you know that you're going to have to speed to get to the hospital in time. You say, "No, dear, I got to wait and call a judge to make sure I can exceed the speed limit." Now, what would you do? Would you call a judge, or would you just take off?
Actually, it's a good question, because the FISA Act takes that into consideration, and if there's an emergency, you can speed, and you can go out there and get the information. You just later have to go back and explain to the judge why you did it. And the judge will either say, good idea or bad idea, but it takes that into consideration. And I think what we have here is not just speeding to the hospital to save somebody. This is a president who's used this constantly since 2001, bypassing that law. This isn't a one-time deal, and again, he has a lot of options for going to the court and doing this. He didn't go to the court. And there is a legal provision in that statute that says if you don't go to the court, it's 5 years in jail and $10,000 fine. So the solution here is to get a special prosecutor to take a look at whether the law was violated. And I don't know what's funny about that. We had the Republicans go to impeachment over a minor sexual discretion by a president. And here's a president violating a law that says 10 years in jail or $50,000 fine if you manage to violate it.
Well, so, then all the members of Congress who heard the information, who didn't take any other action, should be also the subject of
They didn't do it. They didn't order this.
I think it's time that we stop criminalizing the political process, and that we do look to the future, Jim, and that we decide to have a wonderful debate about what do you do with the scenario that I posed.
There's nothing criminalizing the political process. This is breaking the law. It's called breaking the law when you
don't know. You don't even know the process that was used. You don't even know who all was interviewed. You don't know.
You don't need a Juris Doctor degree to tell you that the law says the only way you could eavesdrop on U.S. citizens is by going through the FISA court, and if you don't go through the FISA court,
Do you think it was
FISA
illegal
court.
If we were listening to Osama bin Laden and he called somebody in the United States and they did not hang up, as they have done before 9/11, out of an abundance of precaution?
That's what I hope the special prosecutor will find out.
Our guests are James.
Yeah, again, that's just total baloney. The NSA, in just the information that's been released, was listening to Ambassador Wilson because he wasn't playing ball with them. They have enemies list. They do this. And then again, you have this whole argument, Osama bin Laden is going to get us. You know, every few months, we have Bush and Rumsfeld and others dancing around on TV telling us bin Laden's going to get us, that he's deadly dangerous, that he's evil. And then meanwhile, Buzzy Krongard tells an intelligence community convention, oh, we don't want bin Laden. We know where he is. He actually said that. Times of London, Associated Press. And then we have British Special Forces that have bin Laden surrounded, U.S. Special Forces, and they're told back off every time they capture senior Taliban and al-Qaeda generals. This has been in major newspapers. Our troops are ordered to physically release them. They load them on C-130s and fly them out, and then they're seen being paid just like the supposed hijackers were trained at the Defense Language School, Monterey, California. The dean went public, just like Muhammad Atta, and magically they got trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station. Magically, the U.S. Embassies were told to let them back into the U.S. It was, quote, part of a government operation. Oh, they just all get top spy pay, and they get top spy training, and they get totally protected and have government credit cards and FBI informants living in houses with them. But everything's fine. They're not government agents. It was accidental when they flew 8,000 out of them out to safety, out of Kunduz into Pakistan. It's all an accident. Go back to sleep. Bin Laden's going to get you. But right before they invaded Iraq, Bush actually got on TV and said, I don't want to hear about Bin Laden anymore. He's not a threat. He's not a problem. He's been neutralized. He's been dealt with. And it's no problem, which is true. Bin Laden took the hit for the family, and they were rewarded with even bigger U.S. contracts. They built every major U.S. base in the Middle East. They air-conditioned Mecca. They air-conditioned most of those major cities. They air-conditioned the U.S. and British and European compounds. I mean, they have like half of the construction contracts in all of the Middle East and North Africa. I mean, these people are just making millions a month. They're huge Carlyle Group owners. They are majority owners, substantive owners. Let's just say key. Majority is an incorrect comment. They are tier one owners. Okay, they own more than even George Bush and his people. They don't own more than the Queen of England. Oh, you don't believe me? Just type in Queen of England, Halliburton. And you'll get BBC, AP, how she's the big owner. So that's incorrect. Sachs, Coburg, Gothas, Bin Ladens, and then the Bushes and people like that on down the line. And I'm sorry, if you don't like hearing this, it's just the facts. Okay? I mean, Bush doesn't arrest anybody with Al-Qaeda connections. No one has more Al-Qaeda connections I've ever seen to Osama bin Laden than the Bushes. The only people with more of a more intimate, close connection to bin Laden is his actual family. His mama is the only person that is close. His mama is the only, do you understand me? Osama bin Laden's mama and his daddy and his greedy, greedy granny are the only people that I know of who've got more business connections and vacation connections and business connections going back into the 70s as the Bushes. Now, I'm just sick of it, and I'm not going to take it anymore. In fact, so Bush openly said, I'm not worried about bin Laden anymore. We need to focus on Saddam. And the news actually shut up about bin Laden for years and made it all Saddam. And this is no longer the boogeyman. This is the new boogeyman. This is who you're supposed to hate. Again, no one has more connections to Saddam Hussein of any government than the Central Intelligence Agency. Public, 1958, hired when he was 18 years old, given 2 years of assassin training. Killed and killed and killed and killed all over. Killed so many Baathists, it was ridiculous. Machine gunning presidents, killing, bombing, torturing, just absolute, you know, Billy Bad Butt. Just rampaging everywhere. And then they got him in as the head of security in 69, head Baptist in 79, gave him $30+ billion to attack the Iranians. U.S. Ambassador April Gillespie said, go ahead and attack Kuwait. We're on your side. We're not going to get involved. We're your ally. He said, thank you, invaded. It's all, so again, bin Laden, Saddam, and I don't want to hear, well, we did some blowback. We work with whoever we need to. We work with whoever we have to. No, it isn't we work with them. We are them. They're finger puppets. They're sock puppets, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? You know, if you put on a puppet show with a little Pinocchio puppet, and you're sitting there working the marionette, and you know, you got the strings, baby, you know, that puppet's under your control. It didn't like that puppet's out dancing around on its own. I mean, this is why I'm so angry. This stuff isn't hard to figure out. It isn't hard at all. So go ahead and play that other clip. This is a clip of Bush when he was asked about bin Laden. He said, this is 2 years ago, I don't care about bin Laden. I don't care where he is. I don't care what he's doing. Then this got brought up in the presidential debates, and Bush said, I never said that. That's a lie. That's a lie. He even said to his own Skull and Bones brother, Kerry, that's a lie. I never said that. You're a liar, boy. Well, I guess we're all liars. Here it is. Go ahead and roll it.
And, you know, again, I don't know where he is. I I repeat what I said. I truly am not that concerned about him.
Play that again, please.
And, you know, again, I don't know where he is. I repeat what I said. I truly am not that concerned about him.
All right. Well, that's good, Bush. We really appreciate that. Now let's play this new clip. This is where Bush lies, and this is from two separate press conferences, and we repeat it repeatedly. Bush lies, stated that wiretap required court order. And what a difference a year makes, or is this election? Back in 2004, George W. Bush was caught on camera claiming very carefully that the government always requires a court order when chasing down terrorists trying to sell the Patriot Act, which is a total lie, which he wanted renewed, but which was coming under increased fire from all sides of the political spectrum. Bush was very clear that a wiretap requires a court order. Nothing has changed, by the way. That's what he said. By that, he meant that neither the Patriot Act nor its ostensible cause, the 9/11 terrorist attacks, changed the absolute legal requirement of the government to get a court order. But here it is. Let's play the clips from two separate speeches. Here it is.
With court approval. We have long used roving wiretaps to lock up monsters. Mobsters. Now we have a chance to lock up monsters. Terrorist monsters.
Secondly, there are such things as roving wiretaps. Now, by the way, anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, a wiretap requires a court order. Nothing has changed, by the way. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so. It's important for our fellow citizens to understand, when you think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place when it comes to doing what is necessary to protect our homeland because we value the Constitution. So with court order, law enforcement officials can now use what's called roving wiretaps, which will prevent a terrorist from switching cell phones in order to get a message out to one of his buddies.
Are you going to order a leaks investigation into the disclosure of the NSA surveillance program? And why did you skip the basic safeguard of asking courts for permission for these intercepts? Why did you skip the basic safeguards of asking courts for permission for the intercepts?
We use FISA still. You're referring to the FISA court in your question. Of course we use FISAs. But FISAs is for long-term monitoring. What is needed in order to protect the American people is the ability to move quickly to detect. Now, having suggested this idea, I then obviously went to the question, is it legal to do so? I swore to uphold the laws. Do I have the legal authority to do this? And the answer is absolutely. As I mentioned in my remarks, the legal authority is derived from the Constitution, as well as the authorization of force by the United States Congress. But appreciate it. Baker.
You know what? Stop right there. It just goes on and on. Now, and I'm sorry, that's three separate clips that we played in their entirety, and then it's repeated over and over again by the folks that put this together, I guess, to add some comical impact, but I don't really think it's funny. And then it was some clips from his press conference Monday morning. Understand, folks, roving wiretaps are already unconstitutional. Okay, but they're doing that. That is, the FISA court says, hey, go run 5,000 of these if you want. Just randomly listen to whoever you want. Now, folks, again, they've been listening to everybody to begin with. This is just because they now want to publicly tell you about it to condition you to expand it. And then he says, but oh, do I have the authority? Oh yes, because I'm the commander in chief, is what he's saying. Congress gave me the military authorization for force. That was based on a lie and was a limited time and was not constitutional. They should have declared war and specifically named the enemy, and then that put the constitutional safeguards in place. You violated all of that. But now it's supposedly okay because Bill Clinton did it too. I mean, and the media is patting themselves on the back. Oh, there's a thing called the NSA. Aren't we great? Aren't we incredible? So That's the kind of stuff that we have up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. And I hope you'll go there and get these clips and get them out to everybody. And when people go, well, so what if they surveil us? Point out, all your cell phones are surveilled, all your internet traffic surveilled, all your phone calls are already surveilled. That is all admitted. But the public is so ignorant of this, they're now having a false debate teaching the public, oh, no, we're listening to you, but only a little bit. See, if the globals try to come out and say everything you do is being tracked, Jack, people freak out. But if they slowly, oh, it's just to stop Bin Laden, if Bin Laden's on the phone, should we have to get a warrant for that? What they don't tell you is there's already no need for that warrant. If it's overseas, there's no need. If it's an overseas call here domestically, they don't have to go get the warrant. They just later have to go show to the judge who would rubber stamp a ham sandwich and call it the Empire State Building. But they don't even want to do that because this is just pell-mell. 30,000 national security letters have been signed in the last 4 years. 30,000 national security letters. You know what those do? It's been on the record. They go into a major bookstore and say, we're going to search all your records for who's been buying books here. Not just libraries, but we'll arrest you as a terrorist if you ever, in perpetuity, tell anyone we were here. So it also violates your free speech. And it makes you talk and violates the Fifth Amendment. I mean, it's all total violations. And they're trying to dress it up and have a debate about it.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
And we're going to go to David and Jeff and Kanan and Bob and Jim. I got some Kanan boots. Pretty good. We look forward to talking to you, Kanan. And there is just so much more coming up. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Look at this Washington Post article. I could talk about this all day. Now, it's very subtle, but listen. Chinese police bring villagers to heel after latest uprising. And it shows, basically families that have been beat up with small children in the street. They have a photo of it. And they just machine gun whole crowds of people that don't want to give up their property who fight back. Now, 10 years ago, it would have been freedom fighters stand up against the brutal communist. But now when they mow people down in the streets, it's just a minor footnote in a few newspapers. It's been going on for a month now. And they just go, oh, the police dealt with some really bad people. Yeah. You see how that works? See how we've changed? Maybe Tiananmen Square was good. Maybe they were with Al-Qaeda. We're going to start the second hour and go right to David, Jeff, Kamen, and Bob, and many others. So stay there, folks. We'll get to you. Just a few program notes here. I'm offering InfoWars.com listeners your own Genesis streams. Genesis has their streams. They play their games. We play ours. That's a Full Metal Jacket quote. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. But they were having some problems with one of their servers. Now it's up and working fine. But doesn't matter. We have our own 2,200 streams as a supplement to their thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of streams to supply you. And you can go to InfoWars.com if you want streams that won't be hiccuping on you, and find 2,200 of them right there for you. New streams to bookmark, new supplies of the InfoWar river of information. So we'd love it if you do that. Also, until the first of the year, you get 5.3 months free. So over 5 months free, almost half a year free on your yearly subscription. Yes, it's true, ladies and gentlemen. When you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and we've upgraded the servers, increased the bandwidth, you're going to just super fast downloads and streaming now. Check it out. And all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other documentaries we've been authorized to post, including stuff like Loose Change, by Dylan Avery and those great folks, or George Humphrey's 9/11 The Great Illusion, or there's just a whole bunch of stuff on PrisonPlanet.tv. My weekly TV reports, this week we're going to have that Dean Hagel interview from last Friday up there, all edited and put together for you. Just everything, PrisonPlanet.tv monthly and yearly subscriptions there, or try a yearly subscription. Give it as a gift. It isn't too late to go buy a few monthly memberships, and email them with the easy-to-use passcode and go, hey, here's your membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. Use it as an activist center. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and download the books, download the videos, burn copies of them on CD, get my films out to people. I authorize you to burn copies and stuff of my films. So it's all there, PrisonPlanet.tv, or go to InfoWars.com to order hard copies, any of the books or videos or films that we carry. Big library of books and films now, even by other authors, on InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new sponsor. We've been using their soap for almost 2 years, and for over 50 years, the Calbin Soap Company has been showing customers around the world that soap can be gentle on the environment but tough on dirt, doesn't crack your skin, doesn't have all the toxins and chemicals in it. We make their five-star pure soaps from the highest-grade natural ingredients to produce a soap that cleans without harsh chemicals. Calbin products are recognized as environmentally safe and naturally pure by renowned consumer advocate Deborah Lynn Dadd, author of Non-Toxic Natural and Earthwise. Calbin Pure Soap Company, ladies and gentlemen, Calbin Soap Company, calbinpuresoap.com, banner going up on InfoWars.com, or give them a call at 1-800-340-7091, and they got some great little sampler packs for you and free catalogs. Give them a call right now, 800-340-7091. Based right here in America, made in America, calbinpuresub.com. Stay with us. If you would like a copy of this show, come to gcnlive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.